you bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Back to the phone calls and back to Dennis in New Hampshire, giving us a kind of a New Hampshire roundup of some of the things that's going to be a few of the things happening tomorrow, I believe, at the New Hampshire State House from a liberty perspective. Now, if you live in Arizona, why do you care about this? Well, because it might be kind of interesting to you to see what's going on here in New Hampshire, because what's going on here in New Hampshire is a little bit different than what's going on anywhere else in the country. Now, Dennis, why is it that I can get away with saying that? As far as politics is concerned, and I do find politics detestable, and I don't think it's going to be the way we're going to achieve liberty in our lifetime. But all that said, you guys are having some amazing success in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. What is the organization, and what sets it apart? What sets it and the activism here in New Hampshire apart from what might be happening in all the other 49 states or the rest of the world?
What sets the Liberty Alliance apart, really, from anything else that's going on anywhere is the sheer number and dedication of activists. I can't begin to describe the things that we're doing in it entirely, but I think the biggest effect has been the fact that we have libertarians reading all of the bills, all of the legislation, before they are very first heard by any of the legislators, to flag up those that are good and those are bad and why. And that really lets other activists show up and give a libertarian opinion on those bills in the very first testimony when opinions are still being formed. And then something that is new for us this year is we print up what we call the gold standard, a sheet of voting recommendations for the representatives on each bill that is of interest, you know, the high priority bills, and giving the liberty perspective, one or two bullet points from the libertarian philosophy about why this bill is good or why this bill is bad. And for the worst and the statist reps, it doesn't help a whole lot. Where it is really useful is for the large middle.
Yeah,
the people that would... Yeah, the ones that are on the fence, they maybe get a C from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. We grade them on their liberty voting. And they see some things that maybe make sense to them, like one of the ones that's going to come up next week that it could really go either way. There's a bill that would make it illegal to write a text message while driving.
Oh, no.
And we have one little bullet point on that. Distracted driving is already prohibited. Should we ban listening to music on the radio or screaming kids in the back seat?
Yep.
Just a liberty perspective.
Good stuff. Now, how many other people, I mean, is this going on anywhere else, Dennis? Has anybody written and said, yes, we are doing this in our state house in Florida or Texas or something like that?
I'd love to hear about it if anybody is. If anybody has, and there are gun groups in virtually every state that say if there's a gun bill, we're going to be there. There are drug groups in virtually every state that if there's a high priority gun bill, they're going to be there. But I don't think there's any libertarian party or small government conservative group or anything like that that's looking at the entire body of legislation and saying regulation is bad, the power of the state needs to be limited, and going down point by point, really week by week, vote by vote, it's not happening. On top of that, something that makes New Hampshire very special is even before the Free State Project happened, you had about a dozen representatives who were already libertarian.
Yeah.
They didn't have an L by their name, but if you look at the way they're voting, they vote according to how we think they should vote, you know, 85-90% of the time. So they're libertarians.
So my point in allowing you to go on that spiel was to point out that you guys are doing some great work, and to those who are politically inclined that might be listening to this show and maybe a little bit, frustrated with your lack of success where you live, this might be something you want to look closely at as you consider joining the Free State Project and moving up to New Hampshire and joining thousands of other like-minded activists to really get active for liberty. Now, I still think it's trying to steer the Titanic, just seems that you guys are managing to turn the Titanic a few more degrees than anywhere else.
This is more like trying to turn a destroyer. I mean, the Titanic is
countries, what you're talking about is the United States government. Absolutely impossible to for libertarians to have an effect on the United States government.
Yeah.
We've seen it. 30 years now, we've seen that the process is just not going to happen. However, the New Hampshire
legislature... I love Stephon Molyneux's example of the car careening down a cliff and all the different libertarians jumping on saying they're going to be able to stop it this time, and it just keeps picking up speed.
It's an interesting analogy. He said himself that, he'd like to see it succeed. And
he said he'd join the Free State Project if we cut the government in half. That was pretty cool.
So I got some sort of endorsement from Stephon Molyneux. I think that this government is small enough that we absolutely can have an effect. And the fact is, we are having an effect.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's 1,000 movers. I know the website says something like 525 movers to the state. But, getting libertarians to go to a website.
To report themselves?
Right,
sure.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm here, Captain.
So I think there's probably 1,000 movers in the state. And by the end of this year, there should be 2,000. Theoretically, and I just, or at least 1,500, I think it can be done.
Dennis, give us the last one, the final bill you'd call to tell us about.
Final bill sucks, greenhouse gas. I just want to point something out about downsized D.C.
Yeah.
And the whole federal thing. Picture this. If downsized D.C., which I love, got its ultimate wish, if the greatest thing ever happened, what would we have? We'd have the Read the Bills Act, and we'd have the One Subject at a Time Act.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, the most wonderful breath of fresh air. The fact is, in New Hampshire, they already do have to read the bills, every
really?
Single bill, before it comes for a vote, and every bill really is on one subject. So you start at the end point for downsized D.C.
Wow,
on top of
cool.
that, no income tax, no sales tax.
Now, how do you know,
where a lot of people want to get to.
How do you know they've read the bill? I mean, you don't really know. They don't swear to that they read the bill or anything, right?
Well, I sit in on the meetings. I mean, anyone can. I mean, it's not like you have to show a badge or have a credential. You show up. You show up and they got the bill out and everybody's looking at it and saying, well, here on line 27 it says blah, blah. What do you think about that?
There you go. Well, hey, good luck tomorrow, and hopefully you'll have some good news for us. I mean, it sounds like the gun thing is going to be okay, but the marijuana thing, questionable. We'll find out, I guess, all in good time what happens. Thank you for the call tonight, Dennis. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Continuing with your calls, it's Dave in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I was just wanting to let you guys know and all your listeners that I'm officially running for president, and my platform is going to be that I'm going to keep everybody safe all the time.
How are you going to do that?
Safe all the time, huh?
Well, you can't ask me specific things. I'm going to keep everybody safe.
safe. Are you going to provide us with...
You just got to hope that I'm not lying to you.
Right, Dave. Dave, are you going to provide us with some change, too?
Oh, absolutely. That'd be the second thing.
Going to be safe and some change. I think things are probably...
Yeah, change everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. You've got my vote.
That's you and me. Cool.
Now, are you sort of masquerading as a politician, one of the D.C. politicians?
I'm trying to make fun of Obama, I guess. But,
don't they all say that, though? I mean, they all claim that.
Yeah, I guess so. You're probably right. Yeah.
Right. And John McCain wants change. He wants to be in Iraq for 100 years.
Yeah, it's funny that he wants change, even though he's been in Washington for how long, 80 years now?
Yeah, maybe he'll croak. I mean, that's really all that we can hope for is maybe I hope someone firebombs Washington, D.C. from the sky. That would be nice.
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
Really?
Aside from all the death, I agree with you, Ian.
The sad thing about that would be there are some nice people in D.C.
Right. Well,
I feel like the regular folk...
I wish the politicians would go away. How's that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. How about spontaneously combust? That would be kind of fun. Like, I want a spectacle. That's all. I just want a spectacle.
Yeah.
And
I think if they want to fight wars, they should fight them amongst themselves. If they want to fight a war with Iran, fine. Get the I don't remember the guy's name anymore. He's not in the news much anymore.
But that
fella. Give him a knife. Give George Bush a knife. Tie their wrists together. I think that was in the Bad video. And let them go at it.
Hell yeah. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. There are some nice people in D.C., the people that don't work for the government. We met a few of them, the people that run the restaurants and stuff. They're nice folks. I wouldn't wish bad things on them. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Your show, bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. Read some real testimonials and find out how to order this cleanse. FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. All right, let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Brandon in Pennsylvania. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about how freedom is actually good for socialists.
Do explain.
Well, see, under a free system, socialists are able to freely associate with each other, whereas a lot of them assume that if we have capitalism and freedom as sort of the general rule, that we're somehow saying that they can't freely associate. But, you know, with the freedom of association, they can get together and share property and, you know, call it our property if they want to, and even create a system as long as they don't force anyone else to join that system or to live under that system if they choose to opt out of it.
That is true. The free marketplace does allow communists to have their communes if they want. But I think that there is a lot of them that, you know, they have a vision for all of society that they want to enforce
right.
upon everyone.
They want to force everyone else because communism is really not any good with us dirty hippies doing it. We have to get the rich people involved.
Yeah,
and
we don't want to work.
Their
right.
money.
Yeah.
I agree, and I think that shows that the problem goes much deeper than that. It just comes down to, you know, humans wanting to control other humans, and I think that most people can be broken down, you know, or most socialists can either be the ones that have no idea what socialism actually is and just sort of think it sounds like a good idea, or you have the ones that actually like the force and would like to use that force on others,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, it's just these some other people that, you know, that just like to feed on other people. And I think that, it goes back to these, you know, these people that are voting for Obama and Clinton and McCain. You know, a lot of libertarians call them sheep, but, you know, if we go back to that old phrase that Ben Franklin used to use, or, well, it's attributed to him, you know, a democracy is just two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. They're actually the wolves in that equation, and I think that until we, you know, start to tell people that, then, you know, and that they can associate however they please, you know. We're not going to say that they have to live as greedy capitalists or, you know, all these other things.
Sure.
They can live however they want it until we start, you know, stressing that you can be socialist if you're free. You're saying that we can't be capitalist if we're, you know, if we have a socialist system. So,
that's a
you
good
know,
point.
If we start pointing it out that way, I think that they're actually going to see that they're the ones that are, you know, the greedy ones. They're just greedy for something other than money. They're greedy for power.
Well, I think a lot of people are in the dark about what politics really is, and it really is just a system that people want to get control of so they can force their way on others through the threat of violence. Many of these people, you know, would abhor using violence in their personal lives. In fact, many of them reject even self-defense in that they don't have guns, they don't believe in guns, and they don't like the idea of guns. But they don't think about the fact that it's guns that backs up the government.
Right.
That it's guns.
Even if you're not holding the gun, there's still somebody that you've hired technically.
Yeah, they're holding the gun on your behalf.
Exactly.
And so when you point that out to them, that can really kind of shake their belief system to the core. But you have to have, I think, a good rapport in the first place to get that far. I mean, Mark, your wife's mother is kind of a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Have you encountered any of this with her?
Yeah, you can over time, I feel like especially with the people that are sort of on the left-hand side of the political spectrum, you can show them the violence and the danger that government, you know, the threat of violence that the government represents,
mm-hmm.
and they'll pull away from it. And I have noticed with her that she just this week is becoming more liberty-oriented.
Wow. So right. She's been visiting here in New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that you were... Go ahead.
I went to a Peace and Justice Fellowship meeting at the seminary that I attend, and they were showing Michael Moore's Sicko. And it got to the end of the movie, and everybody in the room just assumed that socialized medicine was a good thing because it made us all equal and all these other things that they were saying.
Yeah,
and
well,
I
Michael
sort of
Moore
had
said
raise
so.
My hand and say, if this is a Peace and Justice Fellowship, this isn't peaceful or just in mm-hmm. any way, and only when people can, you know, get together and freely associate. I mean, it doesn't help if you're, you know, putting a gun to someone's head and saying, give me your wallet. It doesn't help to say, I promise it's for a good cause afterwards.
Yep.
That just doesn't make sense in anyone's brain. And once I put it to them like that, some people were like, well, you know, I really hate Republicans, and I really hate, you know, all these other things. And I was like, you've probably never met a Republican in your life as far as, you know, Republican liberty is concerned. I mean, the party's been stolen, and now we're dealing with, you know, people that half the people that ran, well, more than half of the people that ran for president this year on the Republican side, I wouldn't even think about it. I couldn't morally vote for and go to sleep at night and feel like I was, you know, serving the people around me and trying to, you know, give the best life to them that I could. And
yeah, keep up the good work there, Brandon, on the college campus. It sounds like you're doing some good things out there, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The fact that Republicans aren't like they used to be, that was what he was kind of getting at there, when he said the party's been stolen, is yet another reason why the method of politics is so ineffective, because the definitions change.
I'm not even sure the party. I don't know that I agree with that. Lincoln.
It's the perception, though.
Was a Republican.
Right, but it's the perception, Mark. Right. It's a common perception.
Perhaps Taft, perhaps Ford. You can look at these guys as small government guys. But honestly, you can look at Cleveland, who was a Democrat, as I recall. I'm no presidential expert, but
classical liberals are libertarians.
Right. So I don't think the parties haven't been stolen as much as it's just the concepts of big government are so attractive to politicians and the people that would be in power, and they're so attractive to the people that want to solve problems.
The idea that
it's tantamount to the person who wants to solve the problem in Iraq by bombing it to glass, bombing it down to, you know, killing the lizards, everything. That's the same sort of concept that comes with trying to solve a problem with government, because you're using threats of violence. You'll do what we say to do, or we'll put you in jail. You'll pay us to, you know, take care of poor people, or send money to Israel, or bail out Bear Stearns, or whatever it is that the government's little plan is. We're going to attack Iran, whether you like it or not. You're going to pay for it. You're going to jail. That's the same. It's using violence to solve a problem.
Right, and the idea that you're going to be able to start up your own political party and call it the Libertarian Party or Constitution Party or whatever it is that you think, whatever third party you think is going to ride into the sunset with American liberty someday. The idea that you think you're going to start your own political party and change the system from the inside out is just fallacy. It just doesn't it's not happening. They've been trying it for decades, and all that's happened is the Libertarian Party's been hijacked. I mean, the Libertarian Party was originally started by a bunch of anarchists as a joke. The idea that they were going to throw candidates into the race to advocate no government whatsoever, or self-government, or voluntarism, however you would like to describe that. And look what's happened. It's been just taken over by people that are interested in politics and seizing power, and they have no principles anymore. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 888-928-8822.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. You get to bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 2,000 of our listeners. There are over 340,000 posts, lots to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You will find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet your Internet and Free Talk Live buddies and make new ones, as well as see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And, of course, we are going to be broadcasting live on the end of the week of Porkfest. It is an incredibly long event. It's an entire week of just socializing and fun and activities and just neat stuff going on. And then at the end of the week, we will be arriving with our remote equipment, setting up and broadcasting, I think, 3 times the amount of content this year than we did last year. So tripling our coverage of Porkfest.
Porkfest is well worth the trip.
Yeah.
If you can make it, this is the best that New Hampshire has to offer. It is it's a camping trip with a whole bunch of people that you believe the same as you do. They're there for the same purpose. It's a party. You can talk to libertarians about all kinds of stuff.
I have a feeling the party will intensify this year. Jason is going to be there from SACL CAI.
He doesn't know how to make a party.
They've got some plans, man, that involve like barbecuing hundreds of pounds of pork or something like that.
I do love good barbecued pork.
Yeah, Barry Cooper, I believe, is going to be out in attendance.
That's one thing you really I haven't noticed here in New Hampshire is that you just can't get a lot of good barbecue.
Our very own Gardner Goldsmith is, as always, usually going to be out hanging out with us as well. So all of the names, if you will be in attendance, and it's really a wonderful opportunity to meet some interesting people and meet the people that are going to change the world, that are going to, well, at the very least, change New Hampshire for the better and achieve liberty in our lifetimes. In fact, we still need to talk. We can't end the show tonight, Mark, without talking about what happened today here in our little town of our little city of Keene, New Hampshire, with Russell Canning and a guy named David, who was doing some civil disobedience today. just was an amazing morning, sad morning, and also joyous morning at the same time. We'll get to that, but first we continue with your phone calls. Let's start with Mac in Georgia on the Amp line. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, good, what's on your mind today?
First of all, hey, you did good, Mark, last week.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
I didn't get to listen to all of the podcasts. I listened to Thursday, and I liked you. It was kind of shaky starting off.
Yeah. But, at first, I was a little nervous.
Yeah, I've been in the hospital since last week, Tuesday.
You've been in the hospital?
Yeah.
Why?
Ingrown hair abscess.
Ingrown what?
Ingrown hair in the grind.
Went abscess?
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds awful. I hope you're okay.
Man, I'm just getting out of the hospital a few hours ago.
And you thought of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I listened to the ones I could get on there while my MP3 player was downloading the podcast. The power went out on Saturday night.
Uh-oh.
And I could get two episodes. I got Wednesdays and Thursdays. I'm going to get back on the field later on.
Yeah, I'll get back on it, no doubt about it. And I hope you're feeling better. Mac, any other thoughts?
But what do y'all think about that securities company who had to get bailed out by the government and one of the competitors?
We'll look into that because I don't know much about it, but Mark does. Thank you for the call, Mac, as always. 800-259-9231. What is this, Mark? What's going on?
Don't throw me under the bus on this one. It's a brokerage house that apparently participating in bad business practices needed some, they were going to go bankrupt or have some financial problems, so the government bailed them out. And as far as I'm concerned,
a stockbroker?
Brokerage house.
What is that?
Broker is an individual.
Okay, I don't know anything about the stock market. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a place where
stockbrokers
work.
Inhabit?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And they sell their wares, which are stocks, and allow you to buy and sell and that kind of thing.
Has this happened before? In the history of America? I mean, I understand there have been a lot of bailouts.
I can't answer that specifically. I would say no. There isn't a federal provision for it. They bail out banks.
The feds are bailing out a stock brokerage firm.
Yeah.
With taxpayer dollars. That's what's going on.
Yeah, it's right now basically the economy's tanking, and they don't want it to look like this is all part of it, because a good portion of the economy is perception of the people. What makes money valuable is people's perception of it, and so they don't want this big, relatively big brokerage tanking. So they're giving them some money. Some of your
wow,
money.
That's amazing.
We're gonna print up some money and give it to them.
Whew. So people, now if you buy stocks, you own the stock. It doesn't matter if the brokerage goes out of business, right?
That's correct.
Like, so the customers, if this Bear Stearns company just completely disappeared tomorrow, it wouldn't affect the customers negatively because they own their stock. And if they needed to buy or sell some more, they could just go through another brokerage,
well,
right?
You would, if you had your stock certificate delivered to you, very few people do. Usually the brokerage house holds them for you.
Okay.
You could have some problems getting it from them,
yeah.
I guess, depending on what the scenario was.
Yeah,
I don't know.
If they just turned out the lights and went home, then...
Right. But yeah. I don't think they're going to do that, but I don't think they would have done that, but, that could be a problem.
Hmm. If you know more about that, stock situation, would love to hear your comments on it, because I was completely in the dark. I think all I heard was a mention on the news today.
Well, the reason that I didn't want to approach it too thoroughly was there's a lot of experts talking about this, and no matter what I say, I'm likely going to be wrong. I'd have to spend days studying this to be...
you gave me all I needed to know, Mark. They're bailing a stock brokerage firm out.
Yeah.
What are they going to bail out next? We know they bailed out airlines in the past. They bailed out phone companies.
Buy Bear Stearns now or something. I can't remember. It's somehow J.P. Morgan's mixed up in it, too. Mm-hmm. J.P. Morgan's one of the...
And they're influential with the politicians.
They're the ones that started the Fed. One of the banks that started the Fed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So.
Great. So more consolidation in the industry as a result. They're probably going to get it on pennies on the dollar as well.
That loud guy from Real Money.
Kramer.
Yeah, Jim Cramer. Usually, I agree with most things that guy says. Believe it or not. I mean,
I wouldn't know. I don't listen to him.
He's pretty good. But he said, "Don't sell anything. Don't sell, if you're Bear Stearns, if you've got stocks through Bear Stearns or whatever. Don't sell."
He said that recently,
yeah,
or what?
And I really got to say, today, yesterday, or something.
He said that after they announced that they were going belly up
because they're getting a bailout. why would you sell? They don't need a bailout.
Yeah.
Now they've just got a big infusion of money. But I just don't like stocks right now. If I had the money, right now I'm dumping my money into building a house. So if I had the money, gold and silver is where the direction I'd be going. And honestly, it's not easy to get gold and silver at low rates. I have personally tried different ways. eBay can be, for single coins or something like that can be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Check with Midas Resources at MidasResources.com because I have bought through them and been happy with the results.
That's good.
Personally have bought through them. Yes, they put us on the air. Yes, they are a sponsor of the show. I've bought through them, and I've been very happy.
1-800-259-9231. I got a new book, actually, Mark, that I'm going to have to... I've got a goal. One of my goals is to read a chapter in it. And I'm still in the middle of Complete Liberty, by the way. Excellent book by Wes Bertrand, a Free Stater and listener of the show. But I'm also picking up Harry Brown's new book.
Oh, really?
Harry Brown
has a new book?
He has published posthumously. We miss Harry. And great, just wonderful libertarian candidate for president in 1996 and 2000. Probably the most influential on my viewpoints in life. And he's also a financial, an excellent financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does in his book, Failsafe Investing, which I have owned for a few years, but there's a new investing book that has come out. It's basically a compilation of some of his newsletter articles that he wrote, because he had an investment newsletter for a while.
Right.
And so it's a compilation of a number of those articles from over the years. I have yet to actually crack it open, but I'm interested in reading more from Harry Brown. I love his viewpoint in that he advises kind of this balanced portfolio where you have different, you've got like your gold and silver, you've got your stocks, your money markets, those sorts of things. You've got different areas that you invest in to where if one drops, the others go up and you end up evening out or doing better than that. More on the way, I can tell you a little bit about that here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. Survivemartiallaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you bring us whatever you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you, and Mark, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give them away. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing our website.
Well, they don't want to charge you for
our website. Spacing out for a moment there, thinking back to the talk radio seminar that I attended last week, and they are just amazed that we have people sending us money for the show, Mark, without
really?
Actually having to, you know, we give away the features on the website, and people just voluntarily send us money through the AMP program,
mm-hmm.
which we'll tell you more about in a little while, but it bewilders the people in the business. You know, they live in this world where advertising is the only model that they understand, and the only internet model they understand is to charge people to access their website. And well,
understand banner ads,
right? But we don't charge people.
That has not worked for radio stations and
not so
radio
well.
Companies now.
But we don't charge people, and yet people still pay. That's what's bewildering to them. They are fascinated by that. And so enjoy all the features on the website for free at freetalklive.com. And many of those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. All right, let's continue with your phone calls. Talk to Jeff in Reno listening on KBZZ. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to make a couple of comments and say that the Bush administration and some of Congress, they believe to be the government rather than the temporary trustees of the government for the people. Mm-hmm. And the propaganda and illusions inflicted upon the American people has caused some of the Americans to become a conditioned society.
Oh, sure.
And what I'd like to say is the Bush administration is a complete failure. I mean, if you look at his administration, look at how many officials and politicians have gone through changes. The CIA, for instance.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, wait. What would make his administration a success? By what criterion are you judging?
No, I'm talking about it's been a complete failure.
I understand that. But what in your mind would have made it a success? If you think it's a failure, you must have some criteria as to what would have made it a success.
Well, I think, you know, that would take a long time to explain that, but their policies. I think that, you know, when you go through three CIA directors like Tenet, Goss, and now Hayden, then you go through three attorney generals, Ashcroft, Gonzalez, and Mukasey, then you got Rumsfeld and Gates in the Department of Defense, not counting FEMA disaster that they made a change there, too. I mean, the list goes on and on, guys.
Well, I could argue that it's been a great success if you view it from the fascio-socialist viewpoint, and you say, well, George Bush has had success in increasing the size of government.
He's been successful for himself and his friends, and that's really what politics is about.
Right.
Rewarding your friends, punishing your enemies.
I think the government secrecy helps confuse the people, and I think the mainstream media definitely has played a major role in helping them carry out these illegal policies and practices. And, of course,
they certainly haven't been too critical.
Yeah, they got the mainstream media doesn't seem to take very seriously its role of holding the government accountable.
But they still believe that they are. They think they hold the government accountable when they ask them, you know, the most lightweight of questions. They pat themselves on the back and they say, well, we've done our job for democracy today. And that's what they were talking about. They were just continually patting themselves on the back at this conference that I went to over the weekend. It was just disgusting.
Yeah, well, guys, I tell you, I mean, when you have General Electric, who owns NBC, okay, and, of course, General Electric has multi-million dollar contracts with the Department of Defense, they're not going to say anything negative about Bush, the DOD, or the government, or they'll probably get their contracts yanked. I mean,
right, there's that fact, and there's also just the idea that the journalists, they worship the ground these politicians walk on. And they were talking, one of the guys was talking about, oh, my favorite, one of the questions was, you know, who is your favorite? They had this guy speaking at this talk radio seminar, this old newsman, and one of the questions he was asked was, who is the most interesting, your favorite politician you ever interviewed? And then he, you know, reflected back and talked about how wonderful George McGovern was, or whoever it was. I don't even remember the name he threw out there. And it's just this worshipful attitude of politicians. They don't want to question the politicians, because if they question too hard, the politicians won't give them an interview in the future, and then they're cut off. And all their competitors still get the interview rights, and then their editor fires them because then the politician is shunning the entire news organization.
Well, I think it goes much deeper than that. Operation Mockingbird began in 1948. You can do that on a Google search. Operation Mockingbird. It's a secret project the CIA began recruiting news journalists and putting them on the CIA payroll, and it continues today. I challenge any attorney in the United States to file a lawsuit against the corporate media and the government for violation of the First Amendment, right to a free press. We don't have a free press.
Well, now, hold on a second. Now, I'll go ahead and play the devil's advocate here. Why would you think that lawsuit would hold any water whatsoever? How is it they violated the First Amendment? They're free to report and be sycophants to the government. They are free to worship the state in their reporting. There's no obligation that they have to be objective.
Well, I think that the psychops and the propaganda, some of the propaganda that they're, putting out to the American people, is illegal. I mean, and they're not reporting.
How could it be illegal, Jeff?
Well, I think that the psychops, if they're involved with the CIA, is an unconstitutional organization. That would be illegal.
Okay, well, maybe, but that doesn't mean that the reporting, as biased and twisted as it might be, that doesn't mean the reporting itself is illegal. But thank you for the call tonight, Jeff. As always, 800-259-9231. Look, let me get this straight. And I began to touch on this in the first hour of the show. There are serious problems with the mainstream media in this country. Thank goodness we have the internet at our fingertips to where we can go and access the information that we trust from multiple different sources. We can now go easily outside of the country because the fact is the journalism is better. at least the journalism outside of this country that's covering America.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that the journalism of the country's, the country's like, British journalists covering Britain. I can't say that's any better.
No idea.
But British journalists covering America, they ask better questions than American journalists do because they don't have the same allegiance. They don't care if the politician doesn't come back.
A lot of great stories from the BBS.
Yeah, or the BBC.
Yeah, did I say BBS is our...
But we do get a lot of great stories from the BBS. A lot of neat things are posted there. But anyway, there's a serious problem in this country, but what it has to do with is the government education system. The fact is, the old-timers in journalism were educated in the government education system. They completely, have swallowed the blue pill, and they believe that the situation we have today is just super great, and the government's wonderful, and politics is great, and they're doing a super job covering all the politics and stuff, and that's what they're supposed to be doing, and they just think they're doing a wonderful thing. And all the young kids that are coming up in the world of journalism have just graduated fresh from some state-run college populated with socialists, indoctrinating them with worship for the government, and they go right in there and they follow in the footsteps of all the old-timers. They look up to these guys. These are their idols. These are the people that they aim to emulate. And so it's generation after generation after generation of government-indoctrinated journalists passing the torch down from one to another. So it's just completely, nobody thinks about the things we're talking about. I was sitting at a table with a couple of guys from Radio and Records Magazine, a couple of sales guys, and of course, doing as a good salesman should, he was asking me questions about Free Talk Live. And he'd been aware to some extent of the show, and he mentioned Florida. You're still in Florida, right? And I said, oh, no, we moved to New Hampshire. And of course, then the next inevitable question is always, what'd you do that for? And so I answered about the Free State Project. We're moving for liberty in our lifetimes. And he turned to the guy next to me and says, you know, Jim, have you ever heard anyone answer with liberty as to why they move somewhere?
Right. The only answers there are to move is family, met somebody on the internet, and
job.
That's it.
And so they were just sort of bewildered by that. The conversation pretty much ended then, because then some blowhard got on stage and started talking about his political views.
Well, I like that the guy was listening that much instead of just going, uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, he got it, and it was just kind of just shocking to him. So these people in the world of radio and television and the mainstream media, they just aren't even aware of our viewpoint. It isn't part of their life. It's not something they encounter every day unless they might work with John Stossel. If you work with John Stossel, you probably know about liberty. But for the most part, these people are totally in the dark. They believe that what they're doing is the right thing. They believe that they're doing a super job of it. And the only thing that's going to change this is if people like us, liberty-minded individuals, get into the media. That's the only way this is going to change. Because if you sit back and you say, well, I'll just let someone else do it, maybe not enough other people will. Maybe it needs to be you. Now, look, I know the pay sucks. It sucks. For the first 10 years, probably going to suck for you. But getting more of our people into the media, into radio and television, into the mainstream media, is the only thing that's going to change it. You can sit out there and complain all you want. Of course, you can always start up your own media organization as well and compete, and new media is a huge factor. But changing the mainstream media has to be done from the inside. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.